WHDD presents Susan Says.
Those of you who listen regularly know that when I'm really at my wit's end, no joke please, but when I'm really fed up, teed off, ready to explode, I say, oh, come on. Well, this week, every day, every minute has been one of those. First of all, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the wonderful Ruth, the tiny, tough little lady who had the world on her shoulders, whose bravery and brains carried women into this century, is gone. It was heartbreaking. I actually felt it personally. I cried. She was amazing. She had spent her life fighting for equality of women, minorities, and yes, men's rights in certain cases too. Rest in power, as they say. Even at the end, she was crying out for justice. She told her granddaughter, out of her fervent wish, that she not be replaced until there was a new president. By the way, you know who, deranged Donnie said it was a lie. Oh, come on, I can't. A friend of mine said we should petition for a stamp with her picture on it. That's a good idea. Please write your congressperson. You know, forget the head of the post office, that crook. It's a good idea. It will give the post office money. Let's start this tweet. Hashtag stamp for RBG. Okay? And so, hashtag 45-ish, never my president, dictator wannabe, is ready to submit in these last 40 days someone to take her place, which can't be. So let's say someone to fill the seat. Why? Because he knows he isn't going to win the election. He needs to have a vote on the court. He said it, people. And Chinless Mitch is all for it. Power, that crazed turtle who didn't let President Obama submit a justice with 1 year left. But 40 days are okay? Are you kidding? Oh, come on. The lead candidate's a pretty, very conservative young woman. But she belongs to a group who believe that the husband rules. Yeah, wives should submit. What? It's Handmaid's Tale. She's, as they would call her, of Donald. I don't know her husband's name, but you get the idea. Chattel, owned by a husband. Oh, and by the way, she actually said in a video that a judge for the Supreme Court should not be submitted in a pre-election year when Scalia died. So let's listen to her. Women of America, your basic bodily rights are at stake. They will repeal Roe v. Wade. Health care. Everyone is in danger. Pre-existing conditions now include 6 million with COVID. Do you understand what this means to the court? Come on, this is the next 35 years we're talking about, people. Fight it. Call your congressperson. Protest. March. Speak out now. The Breonna Taylor case is a sham, of course. One police officer charged with a small thing for shooting into a neighbor's apartment. The two who killed her, nothing. Come on. And that AG of that state, Kentucky, he was whining how he hypocritically felt the pain. Really? He is a disciple of Mitch. Mitch attended his recent wedding, so I'm sure he gave a nice gift. What is wrong with Kentucky? Those poor Kentuckians. Rand Paul, the moron faux doctor, he got it from Dr. Fauci for his lies. Mitch, whose wife is being investigated for, I don't know, fraud, stealing something, and now this guy? I want these citizens who are protesting to be careful. Please don't be violent. Don't set things on fire. Don't shoot people. You're playing right into deranged Donnie's law and order tiny hands. He's saying he won't leave. Do you hear that, people? He's defying democracy. We are now on the verge of being overthrown, of becoming a fascist, authoritarian country. Get off your butts like I'm going to do. Go vote in person. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. I just can't. It is so awful. It is so dangerous. Please, I beg you. Oh, come on.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.